This first reading is showing us, in anticipation, the effects of the death and resurrection of Jesus Christ. You know, sin and all our enemies are drowned in the baptismal waters. And we come forth from them, even if we're just that big, you know, with divine life in us. And that's, so this, whatever did happen there, the longer I work with this, the more I say it's probably just what happened. And of course, the reason for that is, one of the helps to that, is the charismatic renewal. You know, there are healings every day, there are prophecies, there are... and so, he wiped out the Egyptians. Now, as I think I've told you before, almost all of the vocabulary of the New Testament to try to describe for us what the Lord Jesus Christ accomplished on his cross comes from this event. You know, being saved, rescued, all these words that are the way we speak about what our Lord accomplished on the cross, they all come from here. That's why, as I said, I think yesterday, we commemorate the Passover at every Eucharistic liturgy. On the night before he suffered, he took bread into his hands. That was the Passover bread. So sometimes when we can't get it as we gaze at the pure white light of that act of love in which Jesus died and saved the universe, we can see it through the prism of the Old Covenant. Yom Kippur, the sacrificial system, it's broken down for us to try to give us an idea of what he's done for us and where we would be without it. Kyrie of ours said, you know, don't ask the Lord for a vision of your state before him without grace. He said, I did once. I nearly lost my mind. Be happy you're so dumb you don't know all that you've been saved from or all that it costs the Lord. But as we advance in the spiritual life, we're supposed to be able to appreciate that more and more. And that's the point of the gospel. This is another mysterious text. John Paul II, you know, in one of his encyclicals on Our Lady, speaks about the fact that she grew in faith. Why didn't she know that he was going to be busy? And, you know, why didn't he know that? She knew that. She grew in faith. And so, his mother and his brothers appeared outside wishing to speak with him. His brethren, there could have been sisters there too, you see. Your mother and your brothers are standing outside wishing to speak with you. But he said to the one who told him, who is my mother? Who are my brothers? Pretty powerful, isn't it? And then, stretching out his hand toward his disciples, he said, there is my mother. There are my brothers and sisters. Anyone who does the will of my heavenly Father is brother and sister and mother to me. That's powerful. And it's not, you know, detracting at all from Mary, the Mother of God, Our Lady, but he's saying, look, if you love my Father, if you do my Father's will, we are family. We are family. Well, if we're family, if you have a relative, brother, sister, somebody, and you're broke and you need 50 bucks, you can go and get it from your family. But he's trying to get us to understand, I love you like family. You're not coming to me as though I'm a potentate somewhere and, you know, you got to bribe somebody to let me in. And no. You're my. If you're trying to do my Father's will, you're trying to do the same thing I am. And therefore, we're family. And so how important it is to be zealous for the Father's will. And you know, that's one of the goals of a prayer time every day, is to hear the Father. What is he saying? You don't know. Ask him. The Father has plans for you. You know? If anybody loves me, Jesus says, right? He will keep my word. That's the word of the Father, isn't it? They don't have to have a meeting and try to decide and come to a compromise, you know? They are infinitely one and infinitely three. So, you know, I will love that one who tries to do my will. And first he says, if he's doing that, listen to this now. If you, anyone who, you know, is doing my will, my Father will love him. My Father will love him. And I will love him. And I will show myself to him. If we're brother and sister to Jesus, we got to get to know him. This is radical. Our Lord was grateful for the occasion to be able to say something like this and make sure that it was remembered and burned into the hearts and souls of the disciples who were there so that it would be written down for the millennia to learn from. And so we have to go to the Lord and say, you know, I want to do your will. That's what I want to do, because that's the Father's will. And if I do that, you will show yourself to me.